I guess my first question is, what made you decide to want to enter the political arena yourself?
Well, I'm a husband, been married for 10 years, have 3 young children. I'm an engineer, worked as an engineer both in a manufacturing facility down in West Plains and here in St. Louis. I taught for 6 years at the St. Louis Community College, currently work as an engineer. I'm sorry, work as a lawyer. And I just felt that I had the experience to help represent the people of this district in Jefferson City, because far too often I think that the people in Jeff City like to tell the people of this district what we should think and how things should be. And we need people that have real jobs, that have kids and are raising them in the schools and are working 9 to 5, that know what it's really like to have a voice in Jefferson City so that we can get this district where it needs to be. This district is, in the St. Louis area, has really been a powerhouse economic generator for the state of Missouri. And, you know, lately it's stumbled a little, but the economy hasn't been as good as it could be. And we need to get back to that. There's so much potential in this district. That's why I'm running, to make sure that people have a voice and that we get back to where we ought to be.
Now, obviously, your family has been involved in Missouri politics for decades, obviously.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I'm wondering if, you know, the experience of your dad running both for statewide and federal offices, did it inspire you to run for office? Did it kind of scare you away for a while just because it's such kind of a meat grinder? Like, what kind of impact did that have on your decision?
Well, obviously, yeah, I have been somewhat involved with politics because of my father. And I've always been interested in it because I think it's important. I don't think it's the highest calling. My highest calling in life is to be a good husband to my wife, to be a good father for my kids. So really, I think it really helped push me away because I wanted to make sure that I was worried about my family and my kids and those things. And just in the last couple of years, when I've seen how government has been working at the state level, and unfortunately not always working, I keep coming around to the conclusion that I need to be a part of the solution. Instead of talking to my friends about all the things that the politicians are doing in Jefferson City that they shouldn't be and how they're not listening to us, I needed to quit complaining and I needed to start becoming part of the solution.
So how would you kind of describe your views on issues in politics generally? Would you say you're pretty conservative? Would you say you're a centrist? Like, generally, how do you kind of see the lay of the land in Missouri politics as far as how you would vote on issues and see certain things?
Well, I think what I'd say is I have an overarching principle of government, and that I think that I need to apply every situation that I come at or need to apply that principle to it to decide what the best course of action is. I'm a firm believer that the purpose of government is to provide a minimum level of security for people so that they can then enjoy freedom and liberty and that they can live their lives as they best see fit. Obviously, if you don't have a minimum level of security, you can't leave your house because you're scared of what will happen to you. We don't have that problem here in the United States or in Missouri, and gratefully we don't. But once you get beyond that minimum level of security, government needs to let people live their own lives. When I was growing up as a child, I was taught that people should be able to do whatever they want to do as long as it doesn't hurt other people. And that's a little bit simply put, but that's my governing philosophy. We need the government to work to do things that allow people to live their lives the way they want to. And unfortunately, even though a lot of times at the state government they've tried to do that, government tends to increase and tends to grow. And the problem with doing that is far too often that when we move government into newer areas or we allow mission creep, instead of really being a good thing for people, it inhibits people. And I think the government should do everything it can to help people to be the person that they want to be, to go and pursue opportunities that they want to pursue and to live their lives the way they'd want to live.
Now, this district is essentially like an east central, somewhat west county district, and its concerns are a lot different from, say, a rural district. What do you think the big issues in this contest are going to be, and what would be your main goals in Jefferson City if you're elected to the Senate?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I think it's a great district. Just roughly speaking, south of 170, I'm sorry, south of 70, north of Manchester, generally right along 170, although you know how they draw the lines. It jumps back and forth a little bit, and then a little bit out into West County, really just a little bit past 141. I think there's great opportunity here, and my main thing going back is this idea of we need to set up government so it allows and it releases people to do what they do best and what they want to do well. Now, applying that to more specific issues, because you know that's what people are worried about, you know, jobs are one of those things. We need to make sure that we are getting government so that it is structured in such a way that incentivizes companies to bring good jobs here, but not just incentivizing companies to come here, but that it's also creating a great environment for entrepreneurs to create jobs here. We saw how Jefferson City was able to work to try to shape a package to bring Boeing here, and it would have been great if Boeing had come here, but we need to make sure that government isn't just trying to help this company or that company come here, but that we're making it an opportunity and a good environment for all companies to come here, not just to come here, but the companies that are here to grow and for people to start new companies.
It seems like as far as your first entry into Missouri politics, it's not like you picked a particularly unchallenging race. This is not like a super Republican state rep district. This is a competitive, you know, swing district,
yeah,
essentially. And,
yeah,
you know, you got to first get through a Republican primary of two other people. How do you think you're going to stand out from your other two Republican opponents in this race?
Well, let me answer that, but also let me jump back to kind of the beginning of your question.
Sure.
I'm in this district because I chose to live in this district. This is a great district. There's a valuable diversity of jobs and people and education, and it's a great district. I chose to live here. I guess there are people that move to be in a district or that move to live in an area where they can run for a position because it'll be easier. I wasn't looking to run for office. I moved here because I thought this was a great place to live. It's a good place to raise my kids. There are so many opportunities. And as a part of living here, I looked at what was happening in the district and the individuals that were choosing to run, and I just felt like because of my background, I worked for 6 years as a teacher at the St. Louis Community College, mainly at the Forest Park campus, but at the other campuses. I understand the need to provide a good education and to make sure that our educational policies are focused on our students because, you know, one of the greatest inhibitors or barriers for people to be able to succeed in life can be education. It doesn't. There are a lot of people that are able to break through that barrier if they weren't served with a good education early in life, but it just makes life so much more difficult for them to be able to do what they want to be able to do and to pursue their dreams. So I chose this district because it's where I live, because I wanted to live here. It's where I wanted to raise my kids because I think it's a great place to live, and I think it has so much potential. And historically, it has been a great district and a great economic generator for Missouri, and I want to make sure it continues to be like that. So kind of why I'm in this district, I wasn't looking to run. I love this district, wanted to live there, and I just felt that we needed to have better people that would give a voice to the citizens of the district, and because of my background in education and manufacturing, plus my legal work and my experience in the privacy arena, I just thought that I was the right person for that. One of the things that I think I bring to the table is I really believe that, yes, I have overarching principles, this idea that government needs to be there to create the ability for people to be free to choose what opportunities they wish to pursue and how they want to live their own life. But I also don't want to be a politician from Jeff City that's so busy telling the members of the district, the citizens of the district, how they should be, that I don't listen to them. Before I publicly announced, I went through on the internet trying to find all the emails for the mayors that are in the district, because I wanted to send them a letter asking for their help in helping me to take my principles for the purpose of government and apply that to what they see as the greatest needs and challenges and opportunities in their cities, their municipalities. And it's really been uplifting for me, the response I've gotten from political leaders and mayors and individuals that are just right where the rubber meets the road, that they've been willing to get together and said, hey, yeah, we'd love to talk to you about how we can move forward in this district and increase opportunity.
If you get past the primary, you'll face a Democrat, Jill Shoup, who doesn't have a primary and has already raised a pretty decent amount of money for this seat. Do you think the fact that there will be a primary will make you sharper for the general election because you'll be out there earlier and trying to meet voters sooner? Or do you think that it could be a disadvantage because if it gets contentious, it might leave you damaged going into November?
I've just started. We're about 4 days into this, 3 days into this election. So I really don't want to talk too much about potential opponents and opponents. I really just want to introduce myself to the people. But I feel like the fact that I'm going to be and in the process of talking to the residents of the district and the local political leaders can only help me. When I first got out of college, I worked for a local manufacturing facility down in West Plains, Missouri. It was the manufacturing facility for a St. Louis company called Systems and Electronics Incorporated. And one of the things I really learned very quickly was the fact that I had an engineering degree didn't mean that I was smarter than the individuals that were on the line that had some sort of other degree or didn't have a degree at all. And it was really important for me to realize that I needed to talk to the most people I could to get their knowledge and their wisdom and have them help me so we could, in a collaborative sense, take the best information that we all had and use that to make our processes and our policies and procedures there better for the manufacturing of our product. And I want to do that here. So anything that forces me to get out and listen to the individuals of this district so that I can use their knowledge and their experience and their wisdom and apply it to my principles of my principle that government should increase freedom for the residents is good.